Welcome to Closer to Venus. I'm Johnny Burke, and today's guest is Tina Slade. She is a light language healer, medium, and galactic channeler. She reunites her clients with their past lives on and off planet and recodes their energetic bodies in order to connect to their forgotten wisdom. Today, we'll discuss her lives on other planets and other realms and why she has come from the future. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be with you.
Back to the future or back from the future? I can tell we're going to get a lot of questions about this one. So let's get right to it. Being from the future, how is that possible?
Okay, so I remember many of my past lives on planet and off planet. So remember, time is just a concept. It's something that was created by those who are having a human experience to measure something, to be able to complete their days, their tasks in the days. There is no time. Time is just an illusion. So for me, I remember through my higher self. And just let me say, Johnny, I'm going to be working with my light language. So I will channel with my light language to explain things for you. So I remember myself within my future self, Kiaska Dasantora Kotoshe Minaskai, when I was within the Council of High Light. I remember the conversations that took place where I agreed to come back to Earth. And the reason that I agreed to come back to Earth is actually for two reasons. One, for my own soul evolution, to work on my karmic footprint so that I can clear that and to become even more evolved. And the second is that I hold very specific codes from the galactic light that no one else on Earth has. I have agreed to come back and to work with those who are ready to step into what we would call our blueprint. And that blueprint is our true soul evolution, our true frequency. So when we remember that we're all frequency, Salas Sankutusa, what it allows us to do is to connect into our true soul, into our true being and our true remembrance. So I remember not only my lifetimes within the Council of High Light from Asturias, I remember lifetimes where my planet was blown up. I remember leaving my planet with the sacred codes and going to Lyra. I remember placing myself in a catatonic state so that I was able to deal with the trauma I experienced from having my whole planet imploded. So many lifetimes that I experienced, many aspects of myself, and we're going to more about planetary aspects in a moment. Not only do I and have I integrated my Pleiadian aspect, my Andromeda, Venus, Hydra, I've also moved through Stargate systems and also through source entities. And that's a whole nother chapter of galactic life. But in doing that as well, I also connect into my past lives. Many of my past lives are coming up for me to understand, to heal and release. So remember, there is no time. So we can travel between what we would call the future, and it's the vibration. So everything I do is within the quantum field. We are all vibration. That's what if we can get our head around that, then we can understand how we can traverse through multiple dimensions, realities, and timelines.
Okay. Speaking of timelines, obviously there's going to be a lot of questions with what you just explained. First of all, I've heard that many, many times that time is an illusion, just like you said. You can look at it on some kind of an axis where the past, present, and future is happening all at once. Okay. So
simultaneous.
Right. Okay. So we've heard that before. When you start talking about galactic codes, obviously that is an otherworldly realm of things. First of all, how do you know it's not your imagination? And also with the galactic codes, how do you know that you're the only one on Earth that actually has them?
Okay. It's such a complex system to explain. When I look at you, or when I look at the world, I see it as a formatted grid, many, many grids. And the grids take on different shapes, different colors, different frequencies, because we're all frequency. So when we're looking at time as the illusion, we're actually looking at multiple grids that sit within our own consciousness, our own evolution, because outside, this is a physical body. This is a human body. And we are having a human experience, but we're not human. We all come from energetic consciousness that is connected to source light. So how do I know that I'm not making this up? Well, first of all, you've had a quantum-like language healing with me. It's pretty impossible to make up the information that I channel for you. I mean, is that right or is that wrong?
I have to agree with that. Some things you just can't make up.
You can't make up.
I'm just speaking for those that are a bit skeptical, like I am to a certain point, but it's going to come up.
We have to question, Johnny. This is what we're here for. We have to question the reality that we're existing in. And our reality comes from the perspective of our own frequency. So there will be many people that this just does not resonate with. What? You work with dragons? Of course I do. And they'll be like, what do you mean you're working with dragons? What do you mean you can go into your client's past lifetime and you can clear trauma, which is energetically coded into their blueprint? How can you do that? Because we are so caught in this 3D matrix, in the false illusion, because Earth is simply a holographic projection of consciousness that we are moving through. And through that Earth, I have access into all of these different portals of reality that I can link in with my client, with you, and find out where you've been, where you've lived, what trauma you hold. Because our ascension comes from releasing those programs of the constructs of our own limitations so that we can become a more channeled light and frequency bandwidth. So how do I know that this is not my imagination? Well, one thing I've been told before, that actually I'm pretty sane. I'm a pretty normal person. I don't have ideas of grandeur, or I'm not on some form of journey of the ego, because I've worked really hard to deconstruct that. I know my truth. I know that when I work with my clients, when I connect, my clients receive something that's so extraordinary that can't be channeled by any other format. There's too much information. There's too much response from the physical body when I'm coding. So when we talk about codes, I'm trying to be really succinct, because each of these questions I could write a whole book on. You know, we could do 10 podcasts on each of the questions, and I'm trying to be really fluid so people can just get that general feeling. How do we know it's truth? Because we feel it in the soul. I work with clients and I activate their light language, and they don't even know what light language is. Kieska da Santora Kanaska Dienekite. I'm pulling down fractals of their remembrance to embody them, to be that embodiment that allows them to connect not only into their galactic past lives, present lives, but also into their gifts. When we talk about grids, when I'm talking about coding, I see the multiverse as a gridwork system. When I look at you, I see you as a grid. And I flick through very much like a computer program. And when I start working with my codes are incredible. Bearing in mind that in this lifetime, I'm dyslexic. I have no connection to numbers at all in my human self. But in my galactic self, I am doing the most complex coding, because the codings come to me. They come in color format. They come in frequency. They come in strand codes. They come in longitudinal codes. They come as spiral codes. I work with so many different codes. And what those codes will do is they will unlock either a blockage that holds you back from embodying your true self, or they will allow you to reconnect into your intuition, into your true gifts. So when I'm working with practitioners who want to elevate their work, I will often go back into past lifetimes where they have had their gifts and they have been persecuted. They have been burned. They have been drowned. They have been suppressed. They have contracts and oaths in place. They've worked within secret societies. I believe when we worked together, you were connected to the Essenes. And through that, that secret society keeps us locked into not revealing and not being able to be our true self in our gifts of understanding. And through our awakening path, what I'm doing is I'm reconnecting you to your sovereignty, to your absolute sovereignty. Kiaska dosa manushka panaska dainerakai. So that when you are sovereign, you are able to transcend. You are able to understand the false matrix that we live within, and you are able to be embodied within your own energetic field. Does that make sense?
Actually, it does. I was thinking, first of all, this is probably an actuary or mathematician's dream, because you're talking about grids and frequencies and I'm imagining a 3D matrix. But before we even get into that, you mentioned dragons, and I could not help but think of Game of Thrones. So here's a question. What we see in TV, in movies, Hollywood, and it seems like such fantasy, do you think that the writers or producers maybe had some insight into these things that at one point they did or do exist? Dragons.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, look at the film Avatar. That is a normal, when you look at the level of detail and subliminal coding that's within these films, that isn't just from someone who sat here and thought, I'm going to create a blue body. They at some point are connecting into a frequency that allows them to connect to, let's for want of a better word, a blue planet. When we talk about dragons, and they're my absolute passion, so let me explain how I work with dragons, and then it might make a little bit more sense. Before I came into the quantum world, I had no idea you could work with dragons. I didn't even really know dragon energy existed. And I started my rocket ship into my understanding of myself. And I integrated, first of all, a white dragon. So I receive what I call downloads. And they are as if you get a whole load of data, and it's downloaded through my crown, through my pineal, into what I call my mainframe. And I integrated my white dragon. And it actually happened when I was just about to board a flight. And love my husband, I'm standing there coding, Kieskador, and of course, 777-212-121-615-143, bringing in my dragon energy. And once I'd integrated my dragon, and by the way, my husband was about to call the paramedics because he couldn't work out what was happening to me because the frequency was so intense. I can actually see through my dragon eyes. I am the embodiment of my white dragon. I work with dragon codes. And I was able to then pull in all of my other dragons. So I work with a whole plethora of dragons. And I also work with nursery dragons if I'm working with clients and we're doing work on their children and I'm using them as a surrogate. So with my dragons, I've integrated my dragons from Alcabaz. I've recently integrated my emerald dragon. So my emerald dragon comes from the emerald planet. He is extraordinary. So my emerald dragon, whom I embody and I work in his codes, comes from Lyterius. So one of the reasons, and I'm just going to go back to what you said about how do you know no one else does this? No one else does the work that you do. Let me explain to you. Because I know, I remember, I have been shown, and I can traverse into the reality where I created the original grids of the universe. Now, that is mind-blowing. That's like a whole new level of mind-blowing for people who are just coming into understanding about Reiki. And that's not coming from a place of demeaning that, because we all have a point to start on our energetic journey. So once I was shown where I had coded the multiverse, I then, probably about 3 months ago, started to receive new downloads of very specific different codes. So my original codes came from Asturias, and in those codings, I am still being sought. My codings are still being chased, for want of a better word, because I still hold those codes, and those codes are wanted by other star races for other reasons. So about 3 months ago, I started receiving new codes, and they were profound. So remember, for me, I can tap into the whole of the multiverse consciousness. I channel Oracle, and Oracle is the aspect of my future self that is embodied within my human self coming back to this reality. So when these codes started to come in, they floored me. They work within my pineal, they work with my amygdala, they using plethoran light and plethoran codes, recoding codes in my spine. And the codes that I have now received are my interstellar modulated reformation codes. These are the codes that I actually gridded the whole of the multiverse with. And so when you say, how do you know that? I know that to be true. I hold that remembrance and I hold that energy. And when I work, the level that my team will work with me at is unsurpassed. It's life-changing. You only need to look at the testimonials on my website. It's life-changing. That's why I've come back, not to mess around. I don't have time to mess around. I'm here to elevate consciousness. And I do it in a very specific way. and those who resonate with my frequency. Many clients, I would say probably maybe 85% of my clients who I connect with on Zoom will say, I know you. You came into my dream state. Your website came up on my laptop because I'm working at a level of consciousness where we are guiding those who are ready to awaken, as you lovely said at the beginning, into their remembrance. And through the remembrance, what we're doing is we're peeling back all those layers of suppression, all those layers of trauma from current lifetime, past lifetime, because that's the only way you can explain it when we're having a human experience, but also through your lineage line, through your bloodlines. We can clear that. And when I clear through the ancestral bloodlines, I bring in my dragons. My dragons will go down. And if you imagine it like a longitudinal tunnel of grids, my dragons will go down. And as they're going down, I will grid and code. So it might be that I come into 7822211161514. I mean, you experience how quickly I will code. And then we shift. We release that. And then what we do is we will bring down. So because I hold the grids of the multiverse, there are many amazing channelers, who are doing the most phenomenal work. But they are restricted really to the galaxies which are within their consciousness. So they will probably work with, you know, Orion, Pleiadian, Arcturian, Sirian, the ones that we are really familiar with. But when you look at the sky at night and you see how many stars, how many galaxies there is beyond, you know, it's infutable. There is life forms beyond that. And because I hold those grids, I am able to get the grid locations. So I take my clients back to planets that you would never have heard about. But the difference is when I connect you to your planet, the heart receives, it opens, it knows. Johnny, it knows that remembrance. It remembers that frequency. So I might take you back to Neveris. I might take you back to Anatara. I might take you back to the Aryans. It's wherever your higher self has had that conversation with you that says, do you know what? You and I are contracted. I said to you, nothing is coincidence. There is never coincidence. Everything is synchronistic. You and I have had a conversation where we've come together to do this interview for me to work with you. We've already had that conversation. It's already written in the stars. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come into my awareness and I wouldn't have come into yours. So having those grids, I can take my clients back to planets that need to be reintroduced into the consciousness of the human race, so that we can assist in the elevation of the spiritual light. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It is a bit complicated. One of the things that came up immediately when you mentioned forgotten wisdom, I immediately thought of ancient civilizations.
Absolutely.
The forgotten wisdom that you talk about. How is that connected to specific ancient civilizations? And how is that connected to our galactic friends or what some might call our galactic family?
So first of all, just let me come in with a light language explanation, because I often find that there aren't human words that actually explain that information. So first of all, Sasantora Kadesa Minikeska Doshe Kanakorokoria, Inekeska De Sepatuse Manasakodora and Toshi Galakasanokoya, Iniskadai Nikite Kotora Sampara, Ishe Nakai. When we, Kiaskodorknahai, reconnect to the lost civilizations, and bear in mind as well, you know, everyone says, oh, Atlantis. I work a lot in Atlantis, and I'll share with you some amazing information that I've channeled. When we look at Lemuria, when we look at, and I know that you have a big connection with Mu, when we look at ancient civilizations, the Mayans, the Aztecs, you have a fascination with Mu. When we talked before, you were asking about the ancient civilization. What we need to understand is that with our past lives, so let's take our past lives on Earth, we have continually evolved and reincarnated over and over and over again. And sometimes when I'm talking to people about my work, they'll say, well, what do you mean we've had past lives? And I'm like, oh my goodness, we've had so many past lives. We've never stopped. We have never stopped incarnating. It's a continual evolution of our soul. So when Earth was formed and formatted, giants came and seeded original mycelium, plant format, tree format. And they came from many other star races. Earth didn't just suddenly appear and we've got the Garden of Eden. It doesn't work like that. So there were many star races that contracted to create the bounty of Earth. For me, when I'm going back to the very start of creation, I was very much aware that I've been mapping the mountains, the rivers, the oceans. I held the original maps for those. And then other star races have come in and they have created the actual physicality of that structure.
Which star races were they?
So if we're looking at those who created the mountains, it's the Caltarians. And the Caltarians are consciousness. Each part of the world that we call Earth has been created by those from other planets. And then we start looking at civilizations and we can go back. You're looking at tribes as well. And we've got the ones that we all know about, you know, the connection into the Aboriginals, into the Maoris, into those who hold Lemuria templates. They have all done very specific work in being able to code in that conscious existence within that timeline. So all of the forgotten civilizations that we don't know about already within a dimension just to pull in and to understand. And that's the work I'm doing. I can take you back to connect to your snake medicine, because at one point you would have been, and I'm saying you as in the collective you, and might well have been you in other lifetimes, you would have been within an Amazonian tribe. You might have been within a Polarian tribe. You might have been within Atlantis. I'm working a lot with Atlantis. I run a membership. So each month we come together, I do blue coding, and then we heal Gaia. We've been working a lot with Atlantean energy because we are activating the underwater cities and the pyramids that were planted there by those from Telfrom. And within those energetic pyramids, each of those pyramids, and there are seven, hold a sacred crystal skull. So we are seeding the energy of the crystal skull around the Earth. We're doing the Gaia work. We're raising the consciousness so that we can elevate and hold Gaia. So Gaia has already ascended. And that's another reason when we say, you know, why did I come back? Gaia has already ascended, but she can only ascend with those of a consciousness that reach that same frequency as her ascension. So when I'm working with clients, people will say, oh, we've moved to the fifth dimension. I'm working up to the 30th dimension. We've
30th?
I go.
Did you say 30th?
Absolutely. I am connecting clients to their star races, which may operate at a frequency of 27th dimension. So the reason that we are here as well is because we leave no one behind. The reason why I'm here to awaken those who are ready to awaken is because we want the next wave to come into that ascension, holding Gaia in that space. But the issue that we're facing at the moment is we have duality. We will always have duality, polarity, because Source has to understand itself in all of its aspects of itself. So we have what we call the dark matrix, which is existing. And you have many who are entrapped within the constructs of that limiting experience of their own evolution. And we have others who are moving beyond those constructs and are seeking to reconnect to their true wisdom. That's the work we're doing. That's the work we're doing every day when we're trying to be that better person. We're trying to be in forgiveness. We're trying to be in compassion. And if you want the formula, I was given the formula many years ago as to what ascension is. The formula is always forgiveness, compassion, and love. But that's a tricky thing to manage in this world at the moment. Just look at what's going on. And it's very easy.
Very tricky.
It's very easy to get sucked into the false reality of that existence, because that existence comes from a lower frequency dimension, which is running concurrently on our timeline, is interwoven with our timeline. This is a really important thing that I'd love to share with you and those who are listening. If you want to find your spiritual pathway, the first thing you must do is to forgive everything, every deed, every slight that's ever been made against you, every trauma. Because until we reach a stage of forgiveness, we cannot heal our heart. Because what we do, we perpetuate that karmic cycle. And when we understand that before we incarnate on earth, we already choose the players in our life. We already choose the experiences of our life. Because how can we ascend through that and heal it unless we experience it in its darkest duality? And that took me a long time to get my head around, because I'm like, how can that be possible? How could I have chosen to experience the trauma that I've experienced in my life? Well, the question is, if I don't experience the darkest of dark, how can I experience the lightest of light? And when you master forgiveness, it's so easy. When you change your perspective from being in it to being an observer of everything that is happening around you, you've got the master plan. You've got the master plan.
Speaking of master planning, I think what you just described when we chose this life, it's almost like casting a movie.
Yeah.
We do that in what is called the life between lives, the in-between incarnations stage. It's been called many things. The healing space. Some people might even refer to it as heaven. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but that seems to be a constant whenever we talk about past, present, and future lives. But your explanation of ascension is like ascension on steroids. I'm not talking about just moving to 5D. You're talking about going to 27 or 30 or 50D. I've never really quite heard it explained the way you did.
Okay. So one of the biggest restrictions we have is our integration with the forced reality of what we've been told about history. Okay, so today I work with a client, extraordinary healing, and I coded with my team two extra strands of DNA. The first thing that some people might say is, that's ridiculous. How can you do that? But why can't you do it, Johnny? You can't do it because you've been told you can't do it. We've been told there's no other life form out there. How ridiculous can that be? I have star beings in my bedroom. I have been taken up into spacecraft. We cannot believe the limitations of that which history in its distortion has shown us, because that's what keeps us in this small space. When we know that we can heal ourselves, when we know that we can recode strands of our own DNA through energetic imprinting, then we don't need the big pharma. We don't need the big brother. We don't need everything that keeps us into the money matrix, because we are sovereign. Before I came into the quantum field, I am a third generation psychic. I was a medium. I was a healer. And I never knew about stars. I never knew about dragons. I honestly, Johnny, didn't know about anything. And then in order for me to do this, I had a complete mental and physical breakdown. I became so ill because of the trauma I'd experienced. I had a stutter. I couldn't even hold a conversation without stuttering. I had right side weakness, tremors, all the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. And when I understood, through having these conversations with different star races, having conversations with my higher self, reconnecting into aspects of myself, when I understood how to clear my trauma, I came back to full embodiment. I'm not ill. And if I am ill, what I will do is I will stop and ask myself, what emotion am I seeing at this point in time? Because every illness is an emotional frequency. And when you can go in and clear that frequency, there is no need for us to be ill. There is no need for us to experience this. And my clients have become well from so many conditions because they've elevated their consciousness and their belief system to reclaim their sovereignty over the perspective of all that has been done to them. And again, that might well come from this lifetime, but very often it will come from a repeating pattern from past lifetimes. We might hold the warrior template. We might hold the victim template. We might hold the template of suppression. We might be tied into oaths, pledges, particularly if we've had lots of religious lifetimes, in scarcity. We were never meant to have scarcity.
I've heard that before.
Here we go. Hallelujah.
Religious lifetimes.
Hallelujah.
Is it possible that in the future, light language is going to modernize the way us humans live? And is it also possible that light language was prevalent in ancient civilizations thousands of years ago?
Yes, yes. Light language is the language of the universe. I would rather speak light language all day, every day, than to speak human English. And when I'm out, I will be light languaging in the supermarket. I will light language everywhere because I'm seeding. So when we talk about light language, it is the greatest gift that we can rediscover. My light language not only is frequency, it's wisdom and knowledge. And when I was working with you, I was translating my light language. And I said to you, I will translate what needs to be translated because that's how I receive my information. What doesn't need to be translated, I ask you to take to your heart. Because what I'm doing is I am just infusing you with the multigalactic light, the light strands. So will we get to a point where light language revolutionizes? Oh my goodness, yes, we will. And there are dimensions where we only talk in light language. Many people will speak one specific light language according to which planet is their, what I call their soul planet. All of my sessions are recorded. So because of the work that I do, I will speak multiple different light language dialects. And they will hold different forms of wisdom from different planets, and they will hold different forms of code. People who don't even understand light language will finish a session with me and will be speaking and coding light language. Some of my clients message me and say, you came to me in my dream state and you activated my light language and now I speak it. And I'm like, of course I did. And then you can go off and do that to somebody else. Because it's fact, Johnny, when we believe that we are bigger than everything that we've been taught, we are sovereign beings, we are galactic energy wisdom. When we embrace that and we come out of that 3D matrix, which is so suppressing, then we fly. Then we find that peace that we're all looking for. We find that connection to source. Everything goes back to source. We can work with the angelics. I work with all different realms of angelics. I work with my dragons. I work with phoenix codes so I can activate phoenix codes. I work with spirit animals. I work with whales. I work with so many different aspects of your remembrance. And we bring those home to you. That's why I'm here. That's my passion.
So it seems to me that the biggest takeaway so far for today, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have a part two, is the 3D matrix is a suppression matrix, but it's much better to think as an observer rather than a participant.
That's the key.
Is that it?
Change the lens, change the telescope.
I think we're going to end there for today because I'm going to have to think about, based on the feedback I get, what we're going to talk about next time. Tina, thanks so much for joining us. Very informational, to say the least. Great stuff. In the meantime, how can our listeners find you online?
They can find me at Tina Slade Expansion. Also the same for Instagram and also the same for YouTube. And the universe, if you're meant to find me, the universe will find a way. I will pop up somewhere in your consciousness.
You've been listening to Closer to Venus. I'm Johnny Burke. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing. In the meantime, you can find more info at closertovenus.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.